City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Morning, Chipette.
Morning.
Ronald Koeman in his jeans. So he had his top on yesterday, yeah. But his jeans, he's out in...
That wasn't yesterday.
Was it? When was it?
That was last week.
So he's in England now?
He's in England now. He's back.
Well, why wasn't he photographed in England at Goodison Park?
I don't know, but he was back on...
Did you not think it was odd? Seeing a picture of... I sort of thought, well, if he's going to extend his holiday, fair dues. But if he's back in England, surely he wouldn't put a picture like that on.
Suppose he's back in England Sunday night. I just think maybe what they've done is they've got all the footage and all the images ready to go. And as soon as it was signed, they are tough fixes.
I was just writing them down at the same time. Go on.
So it was almost like, well, they had all the footage and they'd obviously, I don't know, maybe they'd done all the, everything that, done pictures and everything else in preparation for an earlier announcement, and something's been thrown in the mix to stop that. So maybe that's what it was. But he looked very relaxed in his Everton gear aboard, and that was sort of a good way to start his managerial career, looking very relaxed and refreshed.
He does look chilled out, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He said quite a few good things as well, things that Evertonians will want to hear. Talked a little bit about the process in talking with Farhad Moshiri and Bill Kenwright. And importantly, he mentioned both those names, didn't he? Yep. He made it a round conversation.
Yeah, I think you've got to now. I think it's almost part of the culture of Everton now that you have to mention Bill Kenwright as the chairman, but also obviously Moshiri as the major backer. So I suppose that's sort of like protocol at the moment at Everton. And I suppose Bill Kenwright still has a lot to do with negotiations and also... We all know what Bill's like. I'm sure he can convince anyone to come to Everton if he really wanted to, now that he's got the financial muscle to back it up as well. So, we all know what he's like. He loves the club and he'll always put the club across as romantically and we all know he's a theatre guy as well. He's got a very good way with words and a very good way of convincing people.
Okay, so this has happened right now. So if he is back here, do you expect your new manager to head off to the Euros? Do you want to see him sort of scouting out there straight away? Is there people doing that for him? What's his immediate business, Ronald Koeman, do you think, Pat?
Well, I think we've seen his immediate business last week with the release list. I'm sure he must have had something to do with who was leaving the club and obviously Dan Gibson signing his new contract. That couldn't have been done. Surely without his say-so if he was in negotiations with becoming the manager. So I'd like to think he's had something to do with that. There's already talk of some players coming in. I think the newspapers overnight have linked us very strongly with Tim Krul and Axel Witsel.
I think Krul would be a great signing,
but
wouldn't he?
It's a good position as well. Obviously, he's with Newcastle going down. You think he'd be thinking of his future and thinking... he'd want to stay in the Premier League. So that would be a good start, because I think a goalkeeper is the number one priority. Mm. I mean, obviously, the John Stones and the Romelu Lukaku situations will come afterwards, but the goalkeeper is the number one situation as far as I can see at the moment. That has to be the way you start your team. And then maybe look right down the spine and think about centre-back, maybe think about another centre midfielder. And obviously... whether Romelu Lukaku stays or not, Everton need another, at least two more top quality strikers, at least two, because that's something that was so obvious last season.
Who would you like to see?
Well, this will sound, these two names will sound really unexciting, because I was asked the other day if you've got 100 million, but these two names...
He doesn't have to spend the 100 million
straight away. No, and 100 million is not going to get you that much.
No.
But for me, two names straight away that I would go for is Scott Dan and Shane Long.
Well, they should have had Scott Dan a year ago, shouldn't they?
I think those two players would come in straight away, know what it's all about, fit in. They wouldn't... I'm not saying maybe they will cost you an arm and leg now, knowing what the Premier League's like, and because you're buying from other Premier League teams. But I think they're two players straight away that you could get that would improve the squad.
So Scott Dan and
Shane Long.
Shane Long,
yeah.
Right.
I think Shane Long's an excellent striker, and I think he actually changed the fortunes of Southampton. Looking at their season last season, they had a bit of a sticky spell over Christmas, and I think Pella got injured and Shane Long came into the side. And once he came into the side, they never looked back. He's someone that has got brilliant pace, can hold the ball up, just unnerves defenders and can score a goal as well. And I think I think that's something we miss massively last season. I think if you look at England at the weekend, that's something they miss, a massive mistake by not putting Jamie Vardy on, because he's another one who does that. I think those two players straight away could just improve Everton's squad no end.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.